This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning pre-show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is finally Friday. It is 5:30, November 15th. Big old supermoon out there. Today is like going to be one of those days, they say in astrology, where the moon goes to Taurus. So they say that everything's going to be crazy today. Things are going to get let loose today.
Okay.
And I think your start of the day kind of shows that. When I pulled up this morning, I see JC standing in front of the building and I'm like, what was he like waiting for me? And I thought you were pulling one of those, oh, I was about to go in and I'll hold the door open for you. And that's why I rolled my window down. I go, are you waiting for me? And you're like, yes. And I was like, I was going to say, I can get it myself in. I'm like, you don't have to. And then you're like, I can't get in. I was like, oh, okay. And then I was all confused trying to like get myself out. But what happened this morning?
I came in this morning, walked in the building with my key card, zero issues, came in, did my thing. And then I wanted to get some water out of the trunk of my car. And I'm going to leave. And I grab my key card and I look at my cell phone and I say to myself, I don't need my cell phone to go outside to get water. And I leave. And it's like the universe is like, oh, yes, you do. Because when I try to come back in, my key card wouldn't work.
That's so bizarre. I wonder why it's not working all of a sudden. It worked when you got here.
It worked when I got here. Here's the thing, though. So Mercedes let me in. I walked in and stuff. And it was just like, why was my key card not working? So I went back out there with my cell phone in case I got locked out. And it worked. It stopped working one time. It's like the universe wanted me to see you pull up this morning. It was, or the fact that I thought when I looked down at my key card and my cell phone, me saying, I don't need my cell phone. I'm just going outside. And it's like, well, I actually did need my cell phone.
That is so bizarre. So, you were standing out there for like 5 minutes just waiting for me in a short sleeve shirt. I'm sure that was really, really, really warm.
And I'm like, I can bang on the window. I'm like, wait, Steph won't hear me because there is my studio and then Steph's studio. So she won't hear me. And then we have our sister station down the hall there. I'm like, I'm not going to bang on the window. And so I just wait. I'm like, Mercedes will be here. I'll just wait.
Oh my gosh, that's so crazy. I was like, what is going on this morning? Why is he waiting out here? I can let myself in.
I didn't even think of that conversation we had about
that's
Mercedes.
Exactly. I'm like, oh, he's playing a joke on me. It's too early for this stuff. Come on now.
But that reminded me, you and I made like a deal years ago. If one of us pulls up and is walking in and the other one's pulling up and starting to park, you can just go in. We understand each other. You don't have to do the awkward wait. You can wave if you want to, but we understand. Don't do the awkward wait because Mercedes Mercedes had was like a 100-yard wait he had to do earlier in the week.
Oh my gosh, it was and it was so sweet. I don't want to diminish the kindness that was behind it, because it was I wouldn't have left the door open for someone who was 100 yards away. But yeah, I was like the length of a football field away from the door, and they were like, I got you. And they said, I'm like, no, I can't get there in time. So I was running through the parking lot trying to make it. And then like you, I forgot something. I left my phone in my car, so I had to go back anyway. And it was just like, oh, I was so flustered.
Oh, it's a thing. So are you ready? So that's my start of the day. How are you doing? You ready for the weekend?
I'm ready for the weekend. I actually, you know, kind of have a busy weekend. So ComplexCon is in town, and that I think we're going to that this weekend.
What is that? I've seen they know a little. What is that? Keep people not familiar. What is ComplexCon?
ComplexCon is like have you heard of Complex Magazine?
Yes.
Magazine. So it's like style, sneakers, pop culture, sports. It's like everything in one. And they're having the big thing over at the convention center this weekend. And there's like concerts, and there's just there's talks, there's all sorts of stuff.
Nice.
So yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Gonna go check that out this weekend. And then I'm playing pickleball this weekend with a listener. We had our Four Corners food drive, and one of our items up for bid was for me to go play pickleball with you. So we're going to be doing that weekend. So I've got that going on. And then I'm going to see the advanced screening of Wicked this weekend. So I'm really looking forward to that.
That's a fun weekend right there. A lot of fun.
How about you?
Horse stuff. A lot of horse stuff. There's a big horse competition happening at the South Point. So I'll be there tomorrow afternoon for that. And then on Sunday is... we're taking our Christmas card pictures with the horses on Sunday, so that's kind of my weekend.
Oh, yeah. That you talked about that yesterday. That's going to be a chore and a half.
But worth it, because
yes,
my mom, my mother-in-law, and my aunt-in-law are going to love the Christmas cards.
Oh, I think more than just that. I think everyone's going to love it. That's awesome. So hopefully it doesn't go too haywire for you. Well, we are ready for you guys. Thank you so much for joining us. Let's get the show started. Time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Right Here, Right Now by Jesus Jones?
Right here, right now. There is no other place I want to be. Right here, right now.
Do you want to hear Blue by Eiffel 65?
I'm blue.
Do you want to hear My Life Would Suck Without You by Kelly Clarkson?
Cause we belong together.
Those are your choices. You can vote right now. You can do it on all our social media platforms. X, Threads, vote on our Facebook page, Mercedes in the Morning, or you can text or call us right now at 702-364-9400. We're going to count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1. You're going to want to hear this.
Okay, we have more to come on the pre-show this morning. On the way next, what would you do if someone approached your car at a red light? JC did it, and the reason why, that's coming up next. But first, the votes are in, and My Life Would Suck Without You by Kelly Clarkson is the pre-show. You pick them.
You choose the music. You pick it, we play it. It's Mercedes in the Morning, pre-show. You pick them.
As we go into the weekend here, I just have to say, be careful out there, folks. And that goes for you, JC. Don't be doing this. This is crazy.
Well, what do you do in this situation? What would you have done in this situation? How would you handle the situation? This happened two nights ago. I'm driving home from the gym. It's dark out. I'm on the 215.
So it was like 3:30.
Yeah. I just finished lunch. I'm driving home.
It's so dark early.
It messes with me. I don't like it. I really don't like it. But I'm driving home. It's dark out. And when I get on the 215, there's a car that does not have his headlights on. You see my head. You don't see any taillights. And you get closer, I realize this dude does not have his headlights on. So I'm behind him. I flash him a couple times. Nothing. A couple cars that drove by were flashing him as well. I saw someone was driving next to him, kind of slow down. I don't know if he was trying to put his window down and wave at him and point, but this person is driving on the 215 without their headlights. So they exit the same exit I'm doing, gets off at Charleston in the 215, pulls up. I'm behind him. We come to the traffic light. The light turns red. I'm behind the person. So I decide to get out of my car. I want to alert this person that their headlights are not on because this is so dangerous. So I get out of my car.
But getting out of your car is not dangerous.
We're at a stoplight. There's other cars around. And I approached at a wide angle. I didn't come up tight on the window, but I approached at a wide angle and kind of waved in the window. And the guy looks at me. And I think he may have thought there was a road rage situation because I was flashing my lights at him on the 215.
Uh-huh.
And he goes, "What are you doing?" Puts his hands up. And I just point, "Your headlights." And he looks at me, looks down on his dash, turns them on, and I walk away.
I respect like what you were trying to bring his attention to, because you're right. It is really, really dangerous to drive without lights on. And it sounds like people were trying to get his attention, and he was just it was not clicking with him. But I just think that on two issues here. In today's day and age, approaching someone's car when you have no idea who the person is inside the car, what they're thinking, what they might do, what weapons they could have. The guy may not have even waited for you to explain what was going on and pulled a gun out on you or something like that, you know?
Yeah.
So that to me, as your friend, is really concerning. I would never, ever do that. On the other end, if I'm in my car and some man approaches my car and gets out, I am flipping out. I feel like I am being attacked. I am calling 911. If I do have a weapon, I'm pulling it out. Like, no, absolutely not. Pepper spray, psst, you know, I'm not going to even listen to what you have to say, because why are you walking up to my car in the middle of the street, you know?
Yeah, I know. I totally know. And that's why I try to come up on a non-offensive way, come up in a friendly way. I don't know, there is a friendly way to approach someone's car from behind. That's why I came at a wide angle.
I'm sure Ted Bundy approached people in a friendly way, you know. I'm sure the intentions are there. You got to be careful.
I know, but I like to think maybe I saved a life with this person driving without their headlights on when it's pitch blackout. And you see this all the time. I feel like it's happening more and more here in Las Vegas. People not paying attention. I don't know if they park in their car in valet and they get out and realize the valet attendant turned their lights off. Are they drunk? I don't know what's going on, but it's dangerous.
It's so dangerous. But I think, you know, what, two negatives don't make a positive. Two dangerous situations don't make a positive situation. I mean, maybe in the end, you know, he turned his headlights on. But at that point, I'm like, I've done all I can do. I am not, you know, putting my life at risk because this guy is not turning on his headlights. But, you know, what do you guys think? Was that the right thing to do? Should you just say, hey, like, not my monkeys, not my circus, or whatever that saying is. I worry about you and what that guy could have done. He could have not even listened to you, you know?
That is true. I just see myself approaching your car because I'm excited to see you at a stoplight. Hey, Mercedes, you put down the window to start pepper spraying. Ah!
Oh, seriously. Like, I would have reached in my purse to get it. Seriously. Someone just texted. It says, it's a gang initiation, leaving your lights
it's
off
not.
To see who flags you. You then become their target. Be very careful out there, even though you have good intentions.
It's not the 90s.
This one says, JC, call 311 next time.
They never pick up. It's Mix 94.1.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. Show number
2171.
And now, here's your host, Mercedes and JC.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the show. It's finally Friday. It is 6:02 on November 15th. Hope you guys are ready for the weekend. Really looking forward to it. You're on social media quite a bit, huh?
Yes, yeah. My go-to is Instagram is my main go-to, yeah. Mm-hmm.
We were laying in bed this week, it was two nights ago, and watching Outer Banks. I'm like so excited that it's back and I'm watching it, and my husband's like watching at it, but he's on his phone and he's scrolling on social media. He goes, "Oh my gosh." And I was like, "What's wrong?" And he's like, my great aunt died.
Oh no.
I know. And I was like, wait, what? And he's like, I guess she died. And I'm like, did someone text you? And he's like, no, I just found out on social media. Is that not the worst? Have you ever found out like really bad news on social media, like no one bothered to tell you, and then you saw like a post about it and you're like, wow, thanks a lot.
Matt's great aunt passed away, and the way he found out was scrolling through social media while lying in bed.
Yeah, I
guess
so sad. It's so sad. So he was really close to, it was his Aunt Helen. He was really close to her. And then over the years, there was some family politics and nothing happened between the two of them, but it happened to other people and it kind of just divided everybody. But he always has loved her and just it was really sad. And so one of his cousins makes a post yesterday that, you know, when you have been friends with someone for a certain amount of time, it's like so-and-so have been friends for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
They posted that and it says, Grandma, we became friends on Facebook 10 years ago, but you've been gone from us since September and I miss you.
Died in September.
She died and no one told him.
And that's finding out late October, early November.
No, it's in November. It was November, what, 2 days ago?
Oh, it was November. Yes.
Yes. So he's like, what the heck? Have you ever gotten really bad news from social media? Or maybe it was good news and you're like, why didn't anyone tell me? I had to find out on Facebook or on Instagram. Like, it's just so rude. And so he's texting people, calling people, trying to find out what the heck happened. It was just so sad.
It's very sad. I've never, to the extent of finding out someone passed away, no. I found out that friends' marriages have ended. I had a buddy of mine who I had no idea that he was going through. He had marriage issues, no idea that he got a divorce. And he posted a picture on social media and he's like, wild weekend in, Scottsdale. And I'm like, who's the girl with him? And it's like, it's his new girlfriend. I'm like, well, what happened to your wife? He's like, oh, we got a divorce. I'm like, okay, cool.
I can see like not wanting to post that stuff on social media, but at the same time, I don't know, maybe, I don't know, do you mass text your friends? Hey, by the way, getting a divorce. Have a great day.
Yeah. How do
that
you
one
tell
I kind of
yeah.
get. But like with the death in the family, shouldn't you call the whole family and let them know? He doesn't know if there was a funeral or why. It's so sad.
Have you ever found out that someone died?
On social media, gosh, I'm trying to think. I know when my father passed, I was really hesitant to post something mm-hmm. because I wanted to make sure I called everyone knew before I posted that. But I knew I'd forget people, like the outliers, the immediate family, and maybe they looked at him as an outlier or something like that. So I just posted like, I hate doing this on social media, but I just wanted to let everyone know. And for the most part, everyone close to us had already mm-hmm. known. But yeah, I don't know. Making those announcements. This is why I don't like social media. It's like,
was it on Facebook? Because yeah, you said Facebook. Facebook's the worst. Facebook is nothing but death and bad news.
I'm getting ready to just like shut her down.
Yeah. It's not worth it.
It is the worst.
Someone posts a picture of a relative. Like either they're sick or they're dead.
Exactly.
One of the two. It's never anything good. Hey, tickets for you to go see the B-52s in about 15 minutes with an early edition of Heads Up. And up next, we do have What's Trending. What do you got for us?
Mike Tyson, Jake Paul. Their big fight is tonight, but it seems that things got started last night. Details coming up in What's Trending.
It is in the morning, and those tickets to go see the B-52s coming up right after What's Trending.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topics.
Mercedes in the mornings, What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Mike Tyson and Jake Paul are trending this morning. If you were like, why? Join the club. I was like, what's going on with them? I didn't know there was this big fight. I don't know that they've done a great job. Like,
you didn't
promoting
know what's happening
it.
Today?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, so tonight, boxing legend Mike Tyson and social media star Jake Paul, they are set to face off in the ring at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas. I remember hearing about this months ago, and then for some reason I thought it was off. Like Mike decided he wasn't going to do it, but then now it's back on.
Tyson had an ulcer.
Oh,
it was
okay.
A medical thing. It was like a week away or 2 weeks away from the fight. Mike was on a flight and something with an ulcer rupted in his stomach. And so Mike Tyson was out of commission. So they postponed the fight. I think it was June or July when it was supposed to happen.
Okay. So obviously Mike Tyson, a legendary heavyweight boxer, Jake Paul, social media influencer known for pranks, controversial antics. Last night during their final stare down, tension peaked as Tyson smacked the 27-year-old Paul across the face after he got too close. Tyson weighed in at 228.4 pounds. Jake Paul came in slightly lighter at 227.2 pounds. Following the incident, Mike Tyson said, "All the talk is over," while Paul responded with, "He must die." What is happening? Look, Mike Tyson, he's Iron Mike. He's a legend. But the last time the guy fought was in 2005. I mean, in my mind, 2005 was 5 years ago. But let's be honest, it's almost 20 years ago. So what are your thoughts on this little altercation here?
I'm looking forward to this. Jake Paul, he's 10-1. He does have he does box, but it hasn't been against anyone real big. It's UFC fighters and stuff like that. So this will be his first big challenge tonight. When I think of Tyson, I think of that Tyson in the 90s that would just destroy people. But when he came back after he went to prison, Tyson wasn't the same boxer. But then again, he's Mike Tyson, and he's got that punch. He's got that knockout punch. And if he connects it, I think he's going to drop Jake Paul. Jake Paul, I think, is everything going for him. Age, his speed, he's got weight, he's everything on his side, but it's Mike Tyson. He's got that one punch. I think Tyson will connect with that punch and knock him out.
Do we believe this is a real thing?
That's the thing. Is it a work? Is it real?
I feel like this is like such a...
You think it's a stage
sham
thing?
Yeah, I feel like it's such a...
There's another fight. These two ladies that fought a couple years ago. So there are other legit boxing matches happening. And I believe this is a fully sanctioned fight. So it should be on the up and up.
I don't know. There's just something about it that is just like screaming. This is all just, you know, set up. But hey, I'm not in it, so I don't know. The face-off that they had last night was their most heated altercation so far. Typically, Mike Tyson is pretty quiet in some of these things, so the fact that he smacked him in the face was kind of surprising. The fight, it's streaming tonight on Netflix, 5 p.m. our time, and that is what's trending.
Let's do this. We got heads up right now, and caller 20, you get to play. That phone number is 702-364-9400. You're caller 20, you're playing heads up, and we got a cool prize.
We have your tickets right now to check out the B-52s. It's their Love Shack residency at the Venetian in April. You're going when you win heads up. We have one category left today since it is Friday. It's Commander-in-Chief, but you get to pick your partner, and when you get six answers in 60 seconds, the tickets are yours. Caller 20 plays 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Melinda, you're caller 20. You ready to play Heads Up?
Woo! Good morning. Yes, I am.
All right. We've got your category all set. It is Commander-in-Chief. So Election Day was last week. So these are all either former presidents or things that are associated with the presidents, okay?
Okay.
All right. Who would you like to pick as your partner?
JC.
Okay.
All right, Melinda, here we go. 60 seconds on the clock to get six correct. Do that and you win. And heads up, we start now. This is the current president.
Joe Biden.
Yes. The president lives in this place.
The White House.
Yes. They give speeches from this certain room.
The Oval.
Yes,
office.
Yes, yes. He was president in the 90s. Had a thing with Monica Lewinsky. One more time.
Bill Clinton.
Yes. This is the airplane that they fly.
Air Force One.
Yes. His dad was president, and then he became president in. One more time.
She said George Bush.
Yes.
Yes. George W. Bush, but we know who you were talking about.
Bushy. Nice job, Melinda.
Nice job. Congratulations.
I'm on it this morning.
I have no idea what you just said, but we are super excited for you. Hang on the line. I'm hoping we don't lose the connection. Steph, can you grab her real quick?
I think she said, I'm so excited. I love the
B-52s. Oh, good.
But I love Mercedes in the Morning even more, is what she said.
Melinda, we love you even more. And enjoy that show. It's going to be a good one. B-52s coming to town next year. You got those tickets. More tickets coming up, including next hour with the Mega Minute. We've got your passes to see Descendants and Zombies Worlds Collide Tour at the T-Mobile Arena. But coming up next, why is your house divided? Do you have a fight going on right now? We're going to talk about that coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning. It's terrible when a tragedy kind of divides your house. And when I say tragedy, this, I mean, on the grand scheme of things, it could have been much worse.
Yes,
but it's
yes.
Good to know that she's okay. What happened?
Well, and parents, how do you handle a situation like this when your house is divided among the parents? Friends of ours, their daughter, she's like 14 years old. She had one of those electric scooters, and at the beginning of the school year, she fell off it and she broke one of the bones in her forearm, like a hairline fracture. And I know you know my friends. You might even know her, their daughter. She plays volleyball, and she's in that world of volleyball. And because of that, she had to miss the beginning volleyball season, and she had this cast on, and just she was really bummed out about everything. Well, the bones healed, and she got better, and she has another volleyball season coming up. And the issue is that she wants to get back on the electric scooter, and mom says, no way. No way. Look what happened the first time you were on the scooter. You fell off. You broke your forearm. You missed volleyball. You were upset. You have new volleyball season starting. You're not getting back on the scooter. Dad says she's got to get back on the scooter. You can't live your life like that, worrying in fear that something's going to happen. You're going to fall off again. And dad is all for her getting back on the electric scooter. And that's where the parents right now are just butting heads over the whole thing.
I see both sides. I do get where the mom is coming from. You know, you just want to make sure everything's healed. And I think I would initially be with mom on this just as she's healing and just wait. But I wouldn't want that to be permanent. I would never want a situation like that to deter her from doing something again. What's the saying? If you fall off the horse, you got to get back on.
Yes.
If you fall off the scooter, give it a little time and then you got to get back
get
on.
Get back on.
Let's talk to Jenny. Jenny, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. I think, like you said, Mercedes, get back on that horse and do it again. You can't go through life with just giving up the first time and because you're scared of something. You have to go and get on that horse again and try it again. Do things a little differently. But
wear some padding.
Yeah, forearm
wrap
bars.
Her up in bubble wrap.
Those scooters move fast, though. Yeah. Some of those electric scooters are quick.
They are. Thanks, Jenny. Manny, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning, guys. I think the same thing with I'm on the dad side. Like, you got to fall down. You got to learn to, like, you know, life's not always, you know, what do you call it, sugar-coated rainbows? You're going to get hurt, but you learn from those lessons, and you get back on, and you keep doing it. Like, things happen.
Yeah, in fairness to mom, though, I would be like, can we just wait a couple of months?
Wait till volleyball's over.
Yeah, exactly. We don't want to risk another injury.
Coming up next hour, we do have those tickets for you to the Descendants and Zombies Worlds Collide. This is happening at 7:30 with the Mega Minute.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3, it's powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Well, Culinary Union members at the Virgin Las Vegas Resort, they walked off the job this morning, marking the first open-ended strike by the union at a Las Vegas property in over 20 years. Virgin remains the only property not to have a contract agreement with the Culinary Union. Union workers have been without a deal since June of 2023. Union members, they walked off the job for 2 days earlier this year to protest this, you know, whole situation. A walkout that Virgin said had no impact on guests who were staying at the hotel. Virgin says that they have made their best offer to the Culinary, which they say was rejected without a counteroffer.
Well, I hope the Culinary Union gets what they want. I do. I got their back. Hope they get what they want. And talk about the timing of this strike with F1 starting next week.
Yeah.
Virgin Hotels, a prime spot right down there.
Rodeo's going to be here.
Yeah.
We know it. There's a lot coming on. I know they say that Las Vegas is pretty slow this time of year, and it has tendency to, you know, have its ups and downs, but there are some big events that are coming.
Next week's going to be wild.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy. So, yeah, we hope they get a deal done on that. Also this morning, would you, if you had the money to clone your pet, would you do it? If something happened, when it comes that time where, you know, your doggies have to cross the rainbow bridge, but you had the ability to have them cloned, would you do that?
I would not. It weirds me out. No. Would you do that if someone said they can clone Max or Molly and bring them back now?
I don't think I would. There's something about that doesn't sit right with me. I don't know what it is, but the only company in the U.S. that offers pet cloning right now, they have a 5-month wait list. So we're obviously alone on that one. It's called Viagen, and they launched back in 2002, and they focused on the genetic preservation of horses and livestock. And then they launched their pet division in 2015. So they offered their cloning services to cat and dog lovers. And from 2017 to 2022, the business doubled, and they now clone roughly 200 pets a year. And while it's getting increasingly popular, it's really expensive. They say it costs about $50,000 to have your pet cloned.
Oh, yep, definitely not doing it.
No, but if you had the money,
Still wouldn't do it. No, it's just because it wouldn't be Jax or Zoe or Bring Back Lily or First Chihuahua. It wouldn't be them. It'd be it's a clone version, but it's not them. I'm sorry, it's a different dog.
It doesn't make the dog the same just because of the genetics. It's that whole nature versus nurture thing. Mm-hmm. So yeah, the nature might be the same, but the nurture, where they're raised, how they're raised, things, experiences that happen to them, that makes them a different dog. Not that it wouldn't be a great dog and it would look exactly like your old dog, but it would still be a different dog.
That is a huge, huge point, because I remember Jax has experiences when we were walking him as a puppy. He was scared of bicycles, and that's a fear that he had for a long time, and was endearing in a weird way. This other dog might not be afraid of bicycles.
He might love bicycles.
Yeah, and chase after them and have a good time. It's not the same dog.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Finally, this morning, teenagers, they do some crazy things, but this Idaho teen stunt really goes to the top of my list of weird things. His name is Tristan Myers. He was driving his Ford Bronco with a 16-year-old passenger and three others that were along for the ride. Everything was fine. And then for some reason, the 16-year-old whipped out a lighter and set Tristan's armpit hair on fire. I feel like that used to be a thing with boys in my high school, that they would do that. They'd get a lighter and like you'd be wearing a tank top and they'd light each other's armpit hair on fire.
I never saw that before.
I feel like I've seen that before. Maybe it was in a movie. I don't know. I'm having weird flashbacks on that. Naturally, Myers lost control of the Bronco. Yeah. It ended up wrecking. Two of the passengers were thrown from the SUV when it rolled. No one was buckled in. He was cited for driving erratically before the incident, and the kid with the lighter was busted for his stunt. I love how he gets the ticket for driving erratically when someone literally lit his armpit hair on fire.
You don't have a case there in that situation. My gosh.
I would think that you have an argument. All right, coming up next, man, it's been a weird couple of days. If you've missed it, we've been talking about Steph and her wedding situation. She was invited to a wedding and she cannot find anyone to watch her dog, so she figured she would bring her dog along with them. And when the bride got wind of that, she asked her to please not take the dog. And Steph is like, I have no choice. I'm going to have to bring the dog. And the bride said no. Yesterday, we heard from one of the bridesmaids who said that this has turned into a thing. The bride is upset about it. They have a group text going on. Ask Steph not to take her. And I didn't realize it got as big as it did.
There's a text chain going, Steph.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I know. And then we found out that the bride reached out and wants to say her piece on the show.
So she called or texted Steph yesterday and said, hey, I know you guys are talking about this. I would like to give my side of the situation. Can I come on the show? And we're like, absolutely. So coming up next, the bride will be joining us. Hopefully we can get this settled once and for all.
Are you cool with this? Talking to the bride?
Yeah. I think we do need to come to a resolution and we need to hash things out, because it's a lot of he said, she said right now. And I do want to get this on and clear the air.
Yeah. What astounded me is she wants to come on.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, okay, let's do it. So coming up next, we talk to the bride and find out where she's coming from. That is all on the way right now, though. It is Halsey and this is Mix 94.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. For the past few days, we've been talking about Steph's wedding situation. Her friend is getting married, and she can't find anyone to dog sit for her baby Momo, and we all love Momo, so she suggested that she bring the dog, and the bride said no. So yesterday we spoke to a bridesmaid who said they were on a group text talking about this whole situation. How do you feel about that?
Honestly, I didn't think it was going to get this far. I'm frustrated that she's frustrated, and I just want to like hash things out. I just want to talk to her and be like, hey, I want to come to your wedding, but I'm in a dilemma. Can you just let Momo in for 15 minutes and that's it? And I'll try and come back to the ceremony after I drop Momo off at the hotel.
And the reactions have been mixed. We talked to the bridesmaid yesterday, and I guess the bride actually heard the podcast, and she reached out to us because she wanted to talk about it. And everyone, let's welcome the bride. It's Janine.
Hey, Janine.
Hi, Janine.
Good morning, everyone.
First of all, congratulations. I mean, you are getting married. How exciting. Are you excited?
Is it too late to cancel? Everything hurts.
Oh gosh, Janine.
This is not how you should be feeling. I mean, of course, there's some jitters and like, yeah, things pop up and we get it. But I hope you know deep down that Steph is so happy for you. We all are really happy for you. And this is going to be awesome. Everything's going to get worked out, I'm sure. I hope. But yeah, you wanted to talk to us on the show today. What are your thoughts here?
Well, I think I was surprised. I didn't expect to wake up hearing about my wedding and the situation on air. I have people texting me, reaching out to me to say hashtag team bride, hashtag team Steph.
Oh, dang.
So this is not in my bingo card for the wedding planning.
Well, I just want to say I'm really happy so many people are listening to our show.
Seriously.
Well, Janine, where do you stand on the whole thing then? Is because I'm on hashtag team Steph on this. I know she's tried. She's exhausted all of her options. It's not like she's saying, I just want to bring Momo because I love dogs. She's really tried so hard to find someone to watch Momo, and it seems like the only way she can get up there and be a part of this, your special day, is just to have Momo out there for 10 minutes during that ceremony.
Yeah, and listen, Momo is a good boy. I adore him. However, he is a wild card, especially at a wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, we're going to have dogs in the wedding that are my family. My mom's dogs are going to be walking. But at the end of the day, I think what hurts my feelings is I told Steph no, and she's continuing to ask people their opinion. I'm feeling like a broken record saying the same thing over and over again. And again, I'm just feeling frustrated. I want Steph there. I adore her. It's always been my dream to have her at my wedding, but this is something I'm not willing to budge on.
Janine, I just want to say, like, I know you know Momo's a good dog, but I would hate to miss out on your wedding if I could just maybe sneak him in. We don't have to tell anyone. I have a carrier that I can bring him in. Or, I mean, if you need him as a ring bearer, I can bring him there. I just don't want you. I just really, really want to be at your wedding, and I don't want to cause any more drama. If there's any chance that I can bring Momo, I would love, love, love to bring him to your ceremony.
Honestly, what I'm picturing is him sitting on your lap, and then what if my mom's dogs are walking down the aisle, Momo falls in love, and now it's a whole thing. And it's just too many unconsiderable things that I don't feel comfortable with taking a risk on this, and I hope that you understand. And I don't know if this is something we need to take, you know, we take this off air and just really hash this out, but I'm still feeling frustrated that I'm feeling like you're not hearing the message that it's a no.
Like, you've said no several times, and you just want that to be the end of it, which I understand. It's your day, you know, and there's just no other option, maybe just leaving Momo at the hotel and checking up on him after the ceremony, maybe?
Look, Janine, here. I don't want to ask you anymore, but I want you to know that if I can't get a sitter for Momo, then I'm not going to go, and that's going to be what's going to have to happen.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Let's see. That exact statement makes me feel like going to this once-in-a-lifetime thing is contingent upon what you want. And so that sucks to hear, but to be honest, I think that we should end it here, and it sounds like we're not going to come to an agreement.
If that's what's going to happen, then that's what's going to happen. Maybe we can talk about this later, but if this is how you're feeling, then I'll just make arrangements and tell the hotel and our flights that we can't go.
Well, Mercedes, thank you for giving me a chance to say my piece, and I will talk to y'all later. Thank you again.
Bye, Janine. Hung up.
Wasn't expecting that.
I feel like you guys both got very defensive, and it went really negative. And that it makes me really sad. I feel like this whole thing just blew up into something it shouldn't have.
I'm really hurt, like, just by this whole thing. I think we're just not seeing eye to eye. Maybe we're just, it's the heat of the last few weeks of the wedding, and she's not seeing where I'm seeing, and I got a lot of going on behind the scenes, so maybe that's what it is. I don't go, and we go from there.
I can hang out with you that weekend if you don't go.
Thanks, maybe I need it.
And I'll write your name.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. So that was awkward. And if you're just tuning in, we just had Janine on, who is Steph's friend, who is getting married. She wanted to come on the show, kind of give her side of things. And she kind of just ended the conversation that we were having regarding Steph bringing her dog to her wedding. Steph is on the phone with her now, off the air. They're like, you can see them through the window.
Yeah,
talking.
They're chatting. Yeah. I can see the emotion in Steph's face, okay, too. Things got heated really fast there. It escalated quickly. I didn't see that coming. I can just tell based on Steph's face. She's very upset about the situation right now.
Yeah, and I know the bride was also upset, yes, about the situation. And we're getting a lot of calls and a lot of texts. And I just want to say something right now. I don't know what they're talking about, but Steph is one of the kindest people you will ever meet on this earth. And I know that a lot, you know, myself included, have been like, you can't do this, kind of, you know, you said team bride and team Steph. I have been on team bride, like, don't take the dog. But at the same time, Steph is one of the kindest people that you will ever meet, and she loves her dog very much. And there's just like some negativity coming that I think is unnecessary. I get it, we all have our opinions and stuff, but at the end of the day, she is one of the most wonderful people I have ever met. And so I just, no matter which way this goes, I just want to get that out there and just remember, like, hey, we can all have a difference of opinions here, and agree to disagree. But at the end of the day, we're all humans, and we all, you know, have love for certain people and certain things. And, you know, I just, even though I disagree with her on this, I still love her to death. And I just want everyone to remember that, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. If you listen to the show for any amount of time, you know what an angel, what a sweetheart, and what a kind soul Steph is. And yeah, some of the comments that come in on the text line, the people.
Yeah.
Like, take a deep breath. Everybody needs to take a deep breath in this whole situation.
We do. So we're going to let her kind of wrap up what's going on there. If she wants to tell us, she's nodding. Is she not? I can barely see her.
She's giving me a thumbs up.
So she,
behind the tears, thumbs up.
So she, I guess we'll get an update from her on the conversation, okay, here coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. Is she off the phone?
She's off the phone now. She looks a little bit refreshed from when she was on the phone with the bride.
Hey, Steph.
Hey.
I'm sorry, I don't have a direct line of sight. Once in a while, I can catch your movements. But
yeah.
So you just got off the phone with Janine, who is the bride, getting married, and you're supposed to go to the wedding, and then things just ended kind of awkward. You were talking to her. How's everything?
Well, we ended the conversation really heated on the air, which was, you know, maybe I shouldn't go. Maybe I should cancel my plans because I can't find a sitter for Momo. I don't feel comfortable doing boarding and stuff like that. And she was just like, if that's what we have to come to agreement, then that's fine. And I didn't like that. So when we got on the phone, I just straight up, I apologize. And I think I need to make an apology for how I've been sounding and how I've been acting, because as a dog parent, I am very protective of my dog. I'm not easily trusting of people with them. So that was my option. And I kept pushing her. I kept budging her. And she's like, that's exactly why I was frustrated with you. And to find out that you're going on the radio behind my back and talking about the situation, asking for people's opinion, it just made it 10 times worse. And I totally agree. And I'm totally sorry. And that's where I started getting emotional, is because, you know, that's what we do with our lives on the radio. Unfortunately, we go to our friends on us three. We talk to each other about our lives. And that's what happens. We figure out how we move on with our lives. And I didn't go about it the right way. And I think I owe a deep apology for how I've been trying to push this onto the bride. So I'm totally sorry to the people that I've offended. I'm totally sorry about how I've been acting. And she accepted the apology, and she goes, it's okay. I just want to hash this out. And I said, I'm sorry I can't go to your wedding. I'm so sorry that this is probably how it's going to have to conclude to, because I don't have a sitter for Momo. And she was like, you know what? Let's squash this. I'm going to talk to my wedding coordinator. I'm going to see if we can have Momo not at the ceremony, but at least to be in the bridal suite, so that you can check in on him when you need to during the ceremony and the reception. And honestly, when she said that, I was like, that would be my biggest relief in this whole thing. Like, I've just been so stressed out. So if that happens, I just want to say thank you. If you can't make it work, then I'm just glad that we are able to come to a compromise and to an agreement. And she apologized too. She said, hey, I'm so sorry for how I've been acting. I mean, you know, she's like, I'm being Bridezilla right now, and I'm so sorry. So we both apologized. We both came to a compromise, and I'm hoping that we can move forward from here, because it's just been really, really really, really stressful.
Yeah, I know it has been. And at the end of the day, I just don't want a friendship to be lost over it. And it sounds like you guys are not, that's not going to happen. It sounds like you guys had a good conversation and a productive conversation. And as far as the apology goes, you know, I know you and I didn't see eye to eye on that, but I don't expect an apology. I just want the friendship to be fixed. And I know that some people are not, you know, not agreeing with you. Some people are agreeing with you. It's just one of those things where I think at the end of the day, the friendship cannot be taken apart because of this situation.
And that's what's going to happen. We're going to make sure that this doesn't affect our friendship moving forward, because it's not worth it. Like, this whole thing's not worth it. And she's getting married. She's moving on to a new chapter of her life. And I want to be a part of that. I want to be a part of the wedding when she has kids. And I love her, and she loves me back. And that's all that matters, exactly, at the end of the day.
Steph, I spoke to Zoe, and Zoe be cool with Momo staying with us. And then I spoke to Jax, and Jax is not sure about it. So
yeah, I don't think Momo would be good with Jax and Zoe. So I'm hoping that the whole wedding coordinator goes through with Momo being at
what
the bridal
suite.
What a week
with this whole thing. Wow.
So, Steph, I've had dogs. I don't have them now. And if the dates work, like, there's a couple of things that we have going on. I don't know exactly the date of this wedding, but if you want me to watch Momo, I'll watch Momo. We take good care of our dogs. If that's a situation, I mean, part of me thinks I should ask Matt first, but he'll be fine with it.
Voluntold.
Yeah.
Voluntold.
Well, thank you guys for hearing me out. If your worst comes to worst and I need you guys to sit for Momo, thank you. I'll let you know.
All right, here we go. It's time for the Mega Minutes.
All right. I'm just... I just want this to fix itself. I'm so like distraught over this thing.
I know. There's so many different layers. Steph's an absolute angel. That's what it comes down to, though.
All right. Mega Minute Mode. Here we go. Let's give away these tickets to Disney Descendants and Zombies Worlds Collide Tour. It's coming to the T-Mobile Arena on July 26th. You want the tickets. They're yours when you conquer the Mega Minute. And all you got to do is answer 10 questions in 60 seconds. And the tickets, they are yours. We have not had a winner for a while. Let's make this Friday be the day. Let's end this hour on a happy
note.
Let's get a winner right now. Caller 20, you're playing 702-364-94.
Are you ready?
It's time. For Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
All right. Before we get to the Mega Minute here, want to wish a very happy birthday to a friend of the show who is listening right now. Celine, happy birthday to you. It's a good day when your birthday falls on a Friday, right?
Absolutely. Birthday going in the weekend. It's going to be a great day.
Yes. So happy birthday. We hope it is absolutely fantastic. All right. Let's get to the Mega Minute. And Amanda, are you ready to do this?
Yes, I'm scared.
Oh, you're going to be fantastic. Congratulations. You're caller 20. We've got these tickets for you to see the Descendants and Zombies Worlds Collide Tour at the T-Mobile Arena next week. All you got to do is answer these 10 questions. Shout out the answers. And is there anyone with you in the car this morning?
Yes, my kids.
Okay, kids, listen up. This is your Aunt Mercedes talking, and you need to yell those answers out if you know them, okay?
Okay, shout out the answers if you get them, okay?
All right, you guys, 60 seconds on the clock to get these 10 questions correct. If you get one wrong, or if you want to pass on one, that's fine. We'll come back to those questions at the end. And Amanda and kids, the Mega Minute, you start now.
Who is the villain in 101 Dalmatians?
Cruella de Vil.
Yes, the Henderson Silver Knights play what sport?
Hockey.
Yes. Name the salty snack that can be strung together and used as garland.
Popcorn.
Yes. What was the most popular song from Toy Story?
You Got a Friend in Me.
Yes. What member from TLC sadly passed away in a car accident?
Pat.
Jordan Brand is owned by what company?
Pat.
Prince Harry is married to which American actress?
Meghan Markle?
Yes. Which U.S. president gave the Gettysburg Address?
Pass.
What pop singer based his first four albums off of math symbols?
Pass.
How many eyes does Mike Wazowski have in Monsters, Inc.?
One.
Yes. Which member of TLC sadly passed away in a car accident?
Darn it.
Oh, Amanda, you started out so strong. And then, yeah, in the middle, we got stuck on a couple. I'm so sorry. At least you got through all 10. But that was Lisa Left Eye Lopez, who passed away in the car accident. Jordan Brand is owned by Nike. The U.S. president that gave the Gettysburg Address, that's Abraham Lincoln. And the pop singer who based his first four albums off of math symbols, that is Ed Sheeran. That means that we have another victim of the Mega Minute. I am so, so sorry, Amanda. But if you hang up, you can call right back, and hopefully you're caller 20, because caller 20 gets these passes, two of them, to check out Descendants and Zombies Worlds Collide Tour at the T-Mobile Arena on July 26th. They're yours at 702-364-9400.
It's the Mix. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3, it's powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Yesterday, the federal government's All Domain Anomaly Resolution Office, they released their 2024 report on Unidentified Anomalous Phenomena, or UAPs, which is the government's term, basically, for UFOs. And in this report, they detailed 757 UFO incidents over the last year, with 174 of them still unresolved.
Ooh.
I know, right? Has anyone seen anything that they could not explain? Did you report it? Because I think if I saw something I couldn't explain, I probably would keep my mouth shut. and maybe just tell my inner circle. I like, first of all, who do you even call? Like,
do you call 911 on that?
Do you, or do you call the All Domain Anomaly Resolution Office? And what is their number?
That's 511.
Is that a direct line?
Yeah.
Like, what do I do? So the report also lists 21 cases as displaying anomalous behaviors that need deeper investigation. And they say that the hotspots for sightings and incidents include U.S. nuclear sites, the Middle East, and East Asia. They also say that the office has found no evidence of extraterrestrial beings, activity, or technologies. Mm-hmm.
What happened here last year?
Yeah.
Where'd that go?
They also say none of the cases point to foreign adversaries or breakthrough technologies. So
there was, I didn't see, I had the TV on mute, but there was a news crawl on one of the national news stations saying aliens under the sea. Is that something now?
Sha-la-la-la-la-la, I oh bye. I just keep thinking of The Little Mermaid now. Under the sea.
That's what the tagline was, aliens under the sea.
Under,
I'm like, oh, okay.
Under the sea.
They're under the sea now. We're not alone. I'm sorry. I definitely think we don't know anything about the universe. Really, we know a tiny bit of information, but there's so much unknown out there.
Oh, I believe that wholeheartedly, but I also believe that they come down, they see us, and they're like, bye. You guys are so messed up. Get us out of here.
This is Earth. Thank you. No.
Yeah, well,
help.
We've just gone back thousands of years. All right. Amazon, they recently introduced a budget-focused shopping section on their app called Amazon Haul. They're calling this like the Temu section of Amazon.
Okay.
It's offers items priced at $20 or less with a lot of items under $10. You can access Amazon Haul by searching Haul, H-A-U-L, on Amazon, where you can find affordable home goods, electronics, beauty, fashion products. There's a $3.99 shipping fee for orders under $25, but for orders over $25, they qualify for free shipping. Usually things arrive in 1 to 2 weeks, but Amazon customers who are not Prime members can still take advantage of the deals through Haul. And they also have big discounts on large purchases too, like, you know, appliances, stuff like that. So that makes it a real good cost effective option for budget conscious shoppers.
That's huge. Amazon has so many different layers to it. Have you ever done on the Prime, try before you buy?
No, you've talked about that before.
It's a great, I use it. I buy a lot of clothes through Amazon, and it's a great service. You order whatever you think you might need, and they send it to you, and you have 7 days. I think it might be even 10 days, but 7 days to try on, wear it, use it. And if you don't like it, you just send it back, and you're not charged up front. You only charge for the stuff that you keep.
So be so for real. How many times do you just like buy something and you wear it and then you're like, okay, bye-bye, here you go.
I try everything, yeah. Wear an outfit, send it back. All right, what's next?
Oh, man,
no.
That's messed up.
But
you
do sunglasses?
Only do that for mattresses,
mattresses,
right?
Only. You can do sunglasses. I ordered like 7 pairs of sunglasses. I tried them all for a couple days. I'm like, I don't like any of them, but I got a good use out of them.
you block the sun. All right, finally this morning, everybody loves a good Hollywood comeback, and Pamela Anderson could be the next one. I guess she's made this movie called The Last Showgirl, and everyone is talking about it. So it's about a seasoned Las Vegas dancer whose future's uncertain when her show closes after a 30-year run. And she's in like one of those kind of like Follies Bergère type of shows with the showgirls. There's already talk she could be up for some awards for her performance. In fact, she's been nominated already for a Gotham Award. The movie was directed by Gia Coppola, who's the granddaughter of Francis Ford Coppola. Jamie Lee Curtis is in it. Dave Bautista, Billy Lord, Brenda Song, and it features an original song by Miley Cyrus called Beautiful That Way. They say that she was really, Pam was really hungry to show her talents. And the movie is going to hit select theaters on December 13th, and it opens nationwide on January 10th. Have you seen the trailer for it?
I watched the trailer, and the trailer, if a trailer moves you, the movie's going to be amazing. And just watching the trailer and the way she acts in the scenes and the music in the trailer,
it looks so good.
Looks great.
We'll post the trailer on our social media so you guys can check it out, but man, and I anything based in Vegas, you know, I want to watch just to see like, okay, did you get that right or did you get that wrong? But it looks so good, so keep that in mind. You heard it here first. The Last Showgirl, it's going to be the big comeback for Pam Anderson.
Now earlier Steph resolved everything with Momo and the wedding that's coming up here in a couple weeks. I think there's something else that needs to be resolved here on the show that we haven't brought on the air yet.
What? My the desk situation.
Watergate.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, there's a Watergate happening here. It's not that serious. It really isn't. But I got to ask. I told you yesterday, you got to just ask if you have a question. And that's all I was trying to do.
Watergate took over.
We'll talk about it next. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. I love how you dubbed this Watergate, because it literally is Watergate right now. And I didn't bring this up to start any conflict, and I felt like maybe I ruffled feathers, and that was not my intention at all. But we have an office, and there's two desks in there. There's my desk, there's your desk, JC. Steph, you kind of have your setup in your studio, but we all like share things in there. There's like a coffee machine. We have a refrigerator and all sorts of stuff. And a few weeks back, I brought all these cases of water in the office. My friend, he won them in an auction, and he's like, I'm not going to drink them. Do you want them? And I was like, yeah, we'll take them to the office, and everybody drinks water. So we put them in the office. And so there was probably like six cases. I told you guys, hey, if you want to take a case home, take one, you know, they're good to go. And, they were stacked up. So, I noticed that the stacks were going down, and that was all good, because that's what it was there for. And this weekend, I'm doing a pickleball session with one of our listeners who won on an online auction. We're going to go play pickleball, and they're bringing people, and I'm bringing people, and it's going to be a little pickleball party. And I said, I'll bring a case of water for everyone. So as I noticed that our cases of water dwindling, I saw one last case on the ground. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to put this on the desk so no one touches it, so I can take this to the pickleball thing. And that was that. And I didn't say anything. And I think that's where my biggest mistake was. I should have said something, but I just figured since it was on my desk, no one was going to touch it. And I come in yesterday and I noticed the case was ripped open and bottles of water were taken out of it. I was like, oh, dang. Who opened this? And so the first thing I ask you both, I'm like, did you guys open that bottle of water or that case of water on my desk? And maybe I said it in a rude way, because I didn't mean to, but judging from your guys' reactions, I felt like, oh, dang. You're like, I didn't, but I took one out of there. Want me to put it back? I was like, oh, God, no. And then I asked Steph, she's like, why? Was I not supposed to? I was like, oh, God, I just totally screwed up.
It's so funny, because it happened. This was yesterday morning.
Yeah.
And when you came in the morning, I can't even see you because your studio is so dark.
Yeah.
So before the show even started, I didn't even know you were here yet. And then all I hear was, did you open open up my water? I'm like,
did I say it that way? Because I didn't mean to.
I thought you were mad at me.
And I apologize if it came out that way. I didn't mean for it.
And I didn't, but I did have one of the waters in my hand. I'm like, no, it was open, but I have been taking water. And I have been taking water every single day. And I felt bad thinking, oh my gosh, we just went through 10 cases of water. She's down to her last thing of water, and she's upset with us. And then she went to Steph.
Yeah, so then the same thing, but it was a little bit more in a tone where I was like, she was concerned. I was like, oh, darn it. So she comes on and I can't see Mercedes. It's over a talkback speaker, so I can only hear her voice. And it's right before the show starts. And she goes, hey, did you open the case of water? And I said, yes. Was I not supposed to? Like, I felt like I was in trouble. Like, I felt like mom was like, ooh, no, you weren't supposed to do that. And so she was like, no, I was just wondering. And I didn't know how to respond to that. So I was like, I looked at JC, and I think you guys had a conversation, and I see JC in the hallway, and I see him getting his waters that he got from the case, and he's putting it back.
Oh gosh, that is not what I wanted.
So that's what I ended up doing. I'm like, oh my God, I should put the water bottles back too. So I got my water bottles, I'm bringing them back, and I'm like trying to place it, and I'm trying to close it like I can seal back the case.
Well, first of all, I'm sorry I made you guys feel that way. I didn't mean to. I was just like, I thought that if it's on my desk, like, that's my question. If something's on someone's desk, do you think it's off limits, or did you guys just think, oh, like, do you feel like everything's kind of a free-for-all in our office, no matter whose desk? Because if you had something on your desk, JC, I wouldn't touch it, because I figured that's yours on your desk. And that's the reason I put it there. And looking back, I should have put a note on it or something. But I just thought, oh, if it's on my desk, nobody's going to touch it.
I 100% agree. If it's on the desk, you don't touch it. But the reason I think Steph and I both went into the water was because it's been on the floor. And
right.
When I walked into the office, I thought maybe the cleaning crew had picked up the last case of water. Like, this shouldn't be on the floor. This should be on someone's desk. If we weren't using using that water for the past 3 weeks, I wouldn't have taken it from your desk. But the fact that it's been there, and I just thought maybe the cleaning crew had picked it up and threw it on your desk. If you walked in a random day and there was a case of water on your desk, I would not touch it unless asking permission. And by the way, I did bring in more water for you this morning.
Well, you don't need to. I bought another case yesterday. We're all good. So I put the water back on the floor, so it's a free-for-all again. You guys can have it.
I thought it was moved because it was starting to get, like, hurting our backs, and we're just like, okay, let's start putting it on the desk now. I'm like, oh, this is a
so we don't
idea.
Have to bend over. Back problems.
Can I ask you this, though? Because I think it was 10 cases of water that you had there. How many bottles did you take out of those 10 cases, Mercedes?
Zero. It was only you two. I haven't taken any of that water because I bring my own water.
Now I need to bring a case of water.
No, it's all good. It was for everyone. I thought if it was on the desk that no one would touch it. And then I was getting mad. I'm like, who around here? Because I didn't know if it was you two or not. If it wasn't you, I was like, is someone breaking in and stealing our water? Like,
that's
what the heck?
That Dasani water is changing lives because I've never drank Dasani water and now I'm all about it.
Well, yeah, there's two more cases left for you guys and it's free for all.
Okay, good to know.
Watergate has been resolved. And coming up next, we have the Oh Wow Wheel.
This is Mix 94.1. Hey, yo, you ready? Now. It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Oh Wow Wheel on Mix 94.1.
Hi, Lena. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Good. Thank you for calling. You are caller 20, and you are our guest vetoer today for the Oh Wow Wheel. So the decision is all on you. You decide if the person it lands on gets to play their song on the Oh Wow Wheel today. We've got our categories ready to go. The wheel has been spun, and it is slowing down here. Let's see who it lands on. It is going to land on... Whoa, that last minute little click.
Yeah, you hear that.
And that means it's you, JC. Hey, I just landed on you.
Nice.
Okay, so now here's how it works, Lena. JC's going to tell you his category. He's going to tell you his song. And then if you want to hear it, you say, let it play. If you want to veto it, it's going to move to one of us, Steph or myself. We're not going to tell you who. So, JC, what you got?
So my category is a song that you might hear at a sporting event. And I went with this song from AC/DC. It is called Thunderstruck.
What do you think, Lena? You want to hear it or no?
Vito. So sorry.
You know what's funny? When I picked this category, I knew you were going to pick that song, JC. And I was so excited to hear the song.
Me
but Lena said
that's
no.
That's fine. I'll tell you what. It always hurts when you get the veto.
It does.
We all put on a brave face. That's okay. Maybe we'll play later.
That's
it hurts.
That's the way the cookie crumbles.
Yo. That's the game.
All right. Well, that means it's moved on to B. So I guess I'm not that sad. But my category, because it was your category, Steph. It was songs that start with N-O or have N-O in it.
It was with the month of November, song or artist with the word no in it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW,
the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Okay, so I went with a song that reminds me of my daughter, and I picked this because she's getting her wisdom out today, and I'm really worried about her. I'm not worried. She's going to be fine, but I hope this song will make her happy, and it's No Sleep Till Brooklyn.
No sleep till...
It's a great Friday morning on Wow Wheel song.
That was my pick. A song with the word no in the title for November. I picked No Sleep Till Brooklyn from the Beastie Boys, dedicated to my daughter, Brooklyn, who is getting her wisdom teeth out today. And so I just wanted to let her know I'm thinking about her. And so it's going to be an interesting couple of days as she survives and recovers from that. Now, Steph, the wheel, you weren't in the mix here today. What was your category and what was your song?
My category was a 90s song, and I wanted something fun and upbeat, so I went with this song from 1998, Still Not a Player by Big Pun.
Nice. Good selections this week. We've had some really good weeks. Sorry you got to be toe, JC.
That's all right.
I'm just glad that I got to play my song.
Is Brooklyn nervous? Today, it's a big day to get your wisdom teeth taken out.
Yeah, she came into to our room last night. We were watching Outer Banks, and she comes in, and her eyes, I could tell she is my daughter that doesn't show a lot of emotion. She is very strong, and I'm really proud of her, but she doesn't show emotion very much. And I could see in her eyes, like, they look like they were full of tears, but she wasn't like crying or anything. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I've been watching TikToks on getting your wisdom teeth pulled out.
Oh.
I was like, oh gosh. I go, what is everybody saying? And she's like, well, they're just saying that you're really hungry afterwards. Cause she wasn't allowed to eat since 2 o'clock this morning, and water or anything that. And she's saying that you're really hungry afterwards. I'm like, well, we'll get you whatever you want to eat afterwards. Just say the word, but just know it's got to be soft, you know. And so she's like, oh, I want chocolate pudding. And I was like, okay, we'll get you chocolate pudding for sure. But then I kept thinking, that's going to be her food that she'll grow an aversion to after this whole thing. Chocolate pudding. She'll never look at chocolate pudding the same after this. And I didn't say this out loud. I just was thinking it, because whenever like someone I talk to has their wisdom teeth pulled out and they eat that one food consistently, or maybe you got sick off of a food, then you grow this aversion to it. And when I got my wisdom teeth pulled out, I'll never forget, the first place my mom took me to was Wendy's, and she got me a Frosty. And Wendy's Frosties are delicious, but I just can't look at them the same, because that became my wisdom teeth food. And I just, when I see them or have them, I think of my wisdom teeth, and I don't like it.
Oh, you taste the Frosty, it takes you back to that moment in time?
Yeah,
that's,
I'm just
weird.
Like,
it transports,
oh,
you back there.
Yeah, it was Sophie. It was KFC mashed potatoes. That's all she ate when she got her wisdom teeth pulled out. She will not eat KFC mashed potatoes anymore, because that's all she ate, you know?
Before we get into heads up, Steph, you rank them, the three post-wisdom teeth foods that's Mercedes just mentioned.
Okay, we had chocolate pudding, a Wendy's Frosty, and KFC mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
KFC mashed potatoes is number one. Chocolate pudding, number two. Wendy's Frosty, number three.
Yeah. I'd agree with that assessment. What do you think?
I go up the same way. I think Sophie nailed it with mashed potatoes. That sounds good.
But now she won't eat them anymore.
Oh, okay. You got to take that into consideration.
Like, I refuse. That's all she ate. Now she can't eat them without thinking of getting her wisdom teeth pulled out.
Then I would go chocolate pudding. I would go Frosty, and then mashed potatoes last, because I don't want to have that bad. I love mashed potatoes.
It's so sad. It's so sad.
Are you going to film her?
I thought about it. I don't know. Do you think I should?
Yes. Just see how it goes.
Oh.
You don't have to share it with anybody, but you want to have that moment on camera when she comes out of the anesthesia.
And then what if in a couple years she'll be like, you can post it. So yeah, save it for memories.
I could have the next David at the dentist
studio. Huge.
Yes. Brooklyn at the orthodontist.
Here we go. Time for heads up. Caller 20. You're playing right now. The phone number you want to call is 702-364-9400. You're calling. Caller 20, you're playing heads up, and you're going to win a big prize.
We have your tickets right now to see Tears for Fears. It's a Songs for a Nervous Planet residency. It's happening at the Fountain Blue, Las Vegas. These tickets are for February. So your tickets right now with heads up. Your category, since it's Friday, we only have one left, and the category is Hollywood. You do get to pick your partner. And if you get six answers in 60 seconds, these tickets are yours. Caller 20, you're playing 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3, it's powered by Best Mattress, just like David says. Sleep easy, friends.
Okay, there's this new survey out, and it shows that bad behavior by tourists is growing. Now, we live in the entertainment capital of the world, big tourism city. If you work in that industry, do you agree with that? Do you think bad behavior by tourists is growing? They did this analysis, and they found that just about half of travelers say that they have broken a law on vacation that they wouldn't have done at home. Also, 56% say they experience tourist syndrome and do something out of character while traveling. Gen Zers, 72% of them, they're more likely to act out on their trip. And experts say that the bad behavior could ruin tourism for visitors because there are so many anti-tourist protests going on in Europe right now where they're like, do not come here. Mm-hmm. We don't want you here. A lot of towns are now implementing laws to curb the destruction of landmarks and more. That's what gets me is when I see these Americans go to Europe and they're like, I'm going to get in the Trevi Fountain and I'm going to what?
Disrespectful.
Why are you doing it? It's so embarrassing.
With your overseas travels, we ever warned or read about something, you know, not to do this or not to behave in a certain way that we might do here in the States, but when you're overseas, you don't want to speak to someone or wear something?
Well, we weren't warned, but I would tell my husband, because he is very, he has a loud voice. He speaks loudly. And so when we went to France and Paris in particular, where they already kind of have a reputation for not liking Americans, mm-hmm. I was like, please try to lower your voice when you speak. We don't want to be those like loud, obnoxious Americans. And he's like, got it. Yeah. He's like, I know. So we went to this restaurant and it was so funny because you could tell that they had an American section of the restaurant and a French section of the restaurant. So I tried to be all French. I'm like, pour quatre, s'il vous plaît. And that's for four, please. And they're like, this way. And so we go, we get seated at this table, and then they bring in this other family, and they are everything I told Matt not to do. They are loud. They're obnoxious. The waiter comes over to the table. He's like, what can I get for you? And the mom is like, I want the chicken, but instead of broccoli, can I substitute that for some green beans or something? And the guy's like, I'm sorry, Mom, we do not have substitutions. And she's like, you're telling me you can't substitute? Why not? And I'm like, oh, I was so embarrassed. And I was like, from here on out, we're Canadian.
What was it like meeting Reba McEntire, by the way?
I know. She's a working mom with two jobs.
That's really cool. You met Reba.
Oh, man, she was awesome.
Yeah, she sounds cool.
She just does not like broccoli, okay? Also this morning, it's mid-November. In your mind, and we've had debates on this, have the holidays arrived yet? Is it time for the holidays yet?
Oh, I'm getting closer, but I tell you what, there are so many houses in my development that are decorated. Lights are on. I can see Christmas trees through front windows. My neighborhood is all in, so I am slowly getting there, but I would like to hold out at least one more week.
Why? Deprive yourself of the joy.
No,
why?
It's too soon. One more week.
We turned our lights on last night for the first time. They're on, and I left this morning, and they were all lit up. I'm like, it's so beautiful. It brings me such happiness. Well, someone asked people to name the top signs that the holidays have officially started. And is it for you that the Christmas decorations go up? Or
yeah,
what is
that's
it?
The sign.
For the number one answer was when you start hearing Christmas music wherever you go. And I've already heard that. Like, I hear it at the mall. I hear it. We're at downtown Summerlin. I could hear it. Like, it's all over. Festive music was number one. Seeing or hearing your first holiday ad was number two. And then the sun setting before 5 p.m. was number three on
yeah.
that one.
I know this year is just weird for me. In my mind, it's still, we still have summer to experience. Like, we didn't experience summer yet. I know we did. I know we're in November, but this year is just really weird. My mindset's all turned around as far as where we should be in the calendar.
It did kind of fly by. It's weird to think that, yeah, like next month is Christmas. and all the, you know, and then 2025 is coming up. Is that the year?
Yeah. 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 Part of me thinks it's already 2025. When someone says 2024, I'm like, that was last year. It's just really twisted. Yeah. So
finally this morning, I do not know how crazy you have to be to hatch a scheme like this, but four people in LA, they are facing insurance fraud claims after claiming a bear got into their 2010 Rolls Royce and destroyed it. Now, there's videos all over YouTube of bears getting into cars, so I can kind of see like where they thought of this idea, but they claimed it happened in January during a trip to Lake Arrowhead, and they had security footage to back it up, but it's the footage that got them caught. Now, even though the video is from a distance, you can tell that it's obviously somebody in a bear costume. It's not even a real bear. It's someone in a bear costume. And officials launched an investigation called Operation Bear Claw. They looped in a biologist at the California Department of Wildlife who watched the video and said, sorry, that's clearly a human in a bear suit. The scratch marks in the car also looked really weird. They were very like evenly spaced. And it turns out that they had used metal claws that are meant for shredding meat. Officials found the bear suit and the claws in one of the suspects' homes. And as dumb as the plan was, it turned out that they had already pulled it off twice before with two other cars, and together those claims netted them just over $140,000.
Oh my gosh.
But they finally got caught.
They pulled it off twice. Don't go to the well that you pulled off the bear scam twice. Don't go back for a third time.
I know, but I wonder what it was that gave it away that it was a human in a bear costume. Like, was he holding a Starbucks cup? Like, what was going on?
What was the signal? We got the Friday Rewind. What song do you want to hear? Let us know right now. 702-364-9400. We kick it off right after Sabrina Carpenter. It's Britney Spears on the Friday Rewind, and it's now time for the Friday Rewind quiz.
All right, here's how it works. We take you back to a year, and we try to figure out what the song is, but it is a true Rewind quiz because we play the song backwards. What song or what year are we going with?
We're going back to 1992. So on November 15th, 1992, this was the number one song in the country. It had been on the charts for 17 weeks. It was number two the week prior, and then had moved up to number one.
Okay. Oh, man. All right. Let's see if we can get it. Everyone listen up.
Here we go.
It sounds like Bon Jovi, but I don't think it is Bon Jovi.
That's all I can give you. Is the sax jumping out? There's a sax in there.
I hear the sax.
If you want a clue, I have a clue, too.
Well, just based on the sax, I'm going to say Kenny G. Is that wrong?
It was wrong. It's not Kenny G.
Okay, give me a clue. Give me a clue.
It's from a TV show.
Oh, How Do You Talk to an Angel by The Heights.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I didn't know that theme songs were part of this.
This is the number one song in 92.
It's a theme song.
And it's a hit, and we play it. Here it is, The Heights, How Do You Talk to an Angel on Mix 94.1.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In
Gone South Season 4. We'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.